orcas are, you know, type of whale, and a whale is a big, strong creature.
Okie dokie, Easter has me bloaty. Here we go with another episode of the Four Man Wall, a podcast on Australian football slash soccer at its finest. I'm your host, Jashan, and joining me from the always sunny eastern suburbs, rumour has it that he's ghostwriting Drake's diss track on Kendrick Lamar. It's Andy Gibson.
Thanks, Jashan. Great to be back after a few weeks off and a lovely Easter break. But yeah, don't say too much. I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, just watch this space and you shall see.
We shall see. Andy, known for writing banger diss tracks. Damo is unfortunately on holiday in the land of the Kiwis. So the next and last voice you're going to hear is that of a man who is obsessed with Euro Truck Simulator. It is Nicholas.
Wow, that's really far field. I think I haven't played it in over a year.
Obsessed.
Digging deep.
He can't get enough, mate. He can't get enough.
All right, I'm just going to... It says more about you than me.
Yeah, I'm a good listener. I'm an active listener, Nicholas. I'm interested in
active
your...
Active listener. What did you actively listen into?
You told me that you used to play Euro Truck Simulator, and I remembered that because I thought it was
like
noteworthy.
Minimum 3 months ago.
And I took a note down because I thought it was funny.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I like that you take notes.
I do. I take notes. I put effort into this. Apologies.
JBV, more like KGBV.
Okay, that's okay. No. Did you just imply that a Croatian man is part of the Russian Secret Service? Because that's pretty dodgy, bro.
Well, would indicate that's how espionage works. You need to get people that, you know, are from different countries to work for your espionage network.
This is true.
Otherwise, no one's going to talk to the Russian-sounding Congress member.
Well, that's racist. Okay, apologies for the break to everyone who's listening. I was away in Brisbane for a couple of weeks visiting family and whatnot, so we just took a bit of a break from the four-man wall, but we are back with a vengeance, and there is plenty to talk about today, but I'd like to ask first and foremost, Andy, how was your Easter? Happy Jesus Day.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, just up in Wangaratta with the folks and enjoying some nice sunny weather, which was good change up from Melbourne. it was very chill. Yeah, didn't do a whole lot, so... Just a good time to switch off and relax and, charge up again for the rest of the season of the four-man wall.
Absolutely, brother. We're into the business end for sure. But what about you, Nicholas? How was your little Easter holiday situation?
Oh, pleasant Easter. I was pretty busy every day, but still plenty of me time. Mm. And I'd like to report one highlight of my Easter long weekend was on Monday. I had KFC for lunch.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Okay, no, hold on. Just to be clear, your highlight of the Easter holiday break was eating KFC.
Yeah, well, it was one of. You know, like the Bulldogs one, you know, sort of went to a comedy show, nice. Spent some family time, made bar mees, but eating KFC was pretty good.
K-Fry do slap. It do be slapping. All right, I like that.
I was concerned about what was going into my body. It was so greasy that the parchment paper, you know, like the brown paper, like with utensils, completely see-through.
Just saturated with grease. Oh, gosh,
hey, no, that's good.
No regrets. I just stayed under the regret ratio.
That's it, mate. Life isn't worth holding in onto regrets. We keep moving forward and keep eating K-Fry. But yeah, lots to talk about today. Some sport, some Newcastle news. We're going to split the wall. We're going to try and predict who's going to win the Johnny Warren this season as we get to, the last few match days. I think there's about 4 or 5 weeks left in the A-League. But first things first, there were games. And I'll run with my little theme here. I'm going to go to you, Andy, first. What is the game you would most like to talk to straight off the bat, lad?
Well, I must say the only two games I watched this weekend just gone were both Melbourne City games, Saturday night and the Tuesday night. So I guess it'll have to be one of those, unfortunately. the Tuesday night game was not good. So maybe we'll talk about the Saturday night game. Because that was a better result.
Fair.
Yeah, who was very different to the game on Tuesday, and we definitely showed a lot more positive signs than we did on the Tuesday night game against Central Coast. You know, like that game, we did still have a lot of the possession, which we always seem to have, but every time we went forward, it was like, you know, nothing there. We just didn't look threatening and didn't look like we were going to score. But,
right,
you know, on the Saturday night game, we got the job done, and yeah, they played a lot better. So they're just hard to read, this City team this season. Like, they come in waves, you know, like they'll have a little patch of good games, which they have over the last couple of weeks, and then, you know, they go back to some of their old habits, unfortunately. So, yeah, you can never sort of get your hopes up too much this year, unfortunately. It's been so up and down, but yeah, the roller coaster continues, and unfortunately, we're definitely not out of the race for finals, but it's looking probably less and less likely. But yeah, sitting in seventh. They're done. So.
Put a line through them.
Put a line through them. Nick, they're only 4 points.
Nick.
Only 4 points behind the Wanderers. Like, come on now, you got to have faith.
The only professional team in competitive sport that's worse than City at the moment is Collingwood.
Okay, that's a stretch given that we just beat the Brisbane Lions, but
yeah,
it's Flag Pies 2024, brother. Come on now. Edward, you don't have faith in finals bound Melbourne City, 4 points behind the Wanderers. You don't think it's going to happen, Nick?
Finals bound? Mate, last time I checked, if the car's going in reverse, you're not bound anywhere.
Okay, and what about the era of Ruben Zadkovic over there in Brisbane? We've got 1 point in our last three games. How you feeling?
Done too.
Yeah.
Ruben, thank you to Four Man Wall Podcast. We're done with any conversation. I've just got the permanent marker, and I'm fucking putting lines for all your teams.
Okay,
doesn't help back.
So it. Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, so Andy, in that chase for finals, it is tight and taking 1 point from two games. And Newcastle, obviously, a winnable match there.
It definitely was. And if it wasn't for Ryan Scott, the keeper, we would have won it. Like, we had so many clear chances. Like, you know, we should have won 3-0 at least, I reckon. But yeah, credit to him, he had an absolute blinder. But yeah, we've got to put away teams like that. And put away your chances when you get them. And unfortunately, they didn't. And they lose 2 points that they could have otherwise got. So definitely makes it harder. Because now it's, like you said, a 4-point gap between us and the Wanderers. So it's going to be an uphill battle from here, but still possible. Got to hold on to some.
Yeah, Lecky's back and playing now. That's going to be a boost for sure.
Tilio's back as well. He came on last night as well, so yeah, good to see them both back playing again. Hopefully they can impact the rest of the season and not get injured again.
100 million%. I feel that, I vibe that, and I rate that. But yeah, definitely should have gotten that.
They're done. They're done.
All right. Nick's playing devil's advocate today. He's just got zero positivity in his body.
You gotta understand, right?
I'm understanding.
Those wins they got may as well have been last year. It's so far away, disconnected. They had a 2 week break just about, 12 days between winning 7-0 and then playing again. All the other teams got at least another game in, and then there was the international break.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
didn't bring any momentum, and they've fallen flat. The kid that's climbed the top of his roof and like, I'm invincible, I'm on top of the world, and they've just fallen flat on their feet, and now they're in a world of pain. They've got no inspiration coming. I'm watching Melbourne City. I don't see anything exciting coming from them. I think Tall Gay Arslan, and don't turn this into Instagram quotes, Shashan, because this is going to be taken very literally.
Of course.
I think Tall Gay Arslan gives the energy of a talented player on the field, but he's not a team player. He gets the plaudits because he can actually do... He's actually got the talent like to break through.
Yeah.
And he's performing despite like bad form. But I think if I was starting... Would I see him breaking into that successful City team? I don't think I would, because I don't think he's that much of a team player.
Right.
He's just having like hissy fits on the field when he doesn't get passes to him. Mm. And he's, you know, actively like cracking to shits like if he doesn't get the ball. I also don't see anything redeeming in the City value. Sure, McLaren's out of form. He's going to get it. He's getting old. He's only 30-something.
Yeah, he's not even starting games. It's Maxi Caputo at this point.
Yeah, I mean, like, McLaren, the champions of the game are going to hit the wall eventually. But no one else is bringing anything, because when you had the champion players of the last 3 years, they were supported by a good young cast.
Yeah.
Now that good young cast is gone and the aging players are hitting the wall, just really dire. It's reminiscent of when Sydney FC fell off the wall. So I think they're done, Andy. You just gotta sit back and you just gotta accept it. But if we beat Victory on Saturday night, I'm going full Muffy, nothing mode next week.
That's old derbies.
Huge Melbourne derby coming up. That is massive.
I'm not even worried about the Melbourne derby, because it's just going to be like the last.
this year's been very uneventful, haven't they? Both Melbourne derbies so far. You know, both nil all, weren't they?
Ah.
Definitely the last one was, but...
That sounds about right.
You're just on that point, move on, Nick. You're definitely right. It's the end of an era. All good teams that have success over a few years, they're all always going to come back down at some point. And I think it's definitely that time. And it'll be interesting to see what moves City make over the off-season, because I think, like you said, some of the old names are getting towards the end of their careers. And, they'll have to think about what the future looks like.
Yeah.
Let Napoli cook.
Let
Napoli simmer.
Napoli sauce.
That's a sauce joke.
Yeah.
good one.
We do love some cheeky Napoli chat. Is there a game you'd like to talk about, Nick, from the weekend?
Given the City boys a bit of airtime.
We have.
But I haven't been able to watch too many games in detail, but a few crucial results. In the chase for finals. You know, you've got Sydney upsetting Central Coast, with Central Coast redeeming themselves. Sorry, I should be more enunciated considering the words are so close together. So you've got Sydney FC defeating Central Coast, the only team, I think, essentially since the new year to get wins over Central Coast. So a bit of a... what's it called? Like a hoodoo club?
Sydney do look pretty dangerous, to be fair. Like, Talle has them playing really, really good football.
When they're on, they're great to watch.
Yeah.
And it was also great to see Nestoroy Irinkunda getting his first hat-trick.
Yeah, that was electric.
It's just been, like, really pleasing to see, because he had so many critics up against him. Really unfair the critics were up against him. In reality, the whole Adelaide United was having a slump. Not just him, like the whole team was going down. And like, if you're a young player,
he's 17 years old, like he's a kid.
He's still got to do his high school exams.
It's hard to thrive in that sort of environment, isn't it, when you're not winning?
No, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, like learning like from week to week no for an answer, but I mean, like, as in, like, his efforts aren't being rewarded.
Yeah.
You know, hearing no for an answer when you're 17, 18 is probably hard enough.
100%.
No. You know, to go from the clouds to, like, a bit of reality. But so a real credit to him, how he's, like, worked his way, you know, back into form. And now, like, it's scary. He's not scoring bangers.
He can just score regular goals too. Like, who knew?
He can just tap them through. Yeah.
He's added even more to his game.
Yeah, but I just want to also credit
the A League
women's finish. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah, shout out to Melbourne City winning the premiership plate there.
Sydney FC just doing, you know, their best impression.
Yeah.
You know, who could you compare it to, you know? You know, just doing the best impression of the Hindenburg disaster.
that's some next level shit. God damn, you went straight to the Hindenburg.
Yeah, I know. You know, fallen down pretty fast. Surprise loss to Canberra United, who, spearheaded by Michelle Heyman, but
yeah,
not quite making the finals. And then a catastrophic 4-0 loss to Melbourne Victory, who are very much a challenger, from my understanding, allowing Melbourne City to take the ascendancy and to take that Premier's play. And it was just a crazy finish with Melbourne Victory just going from first to sixth to seventh, yeah, and then beating beating the team that only needed 1 point to secure the Premiership 4-0.
It was
quite insane. They, you know, it probably worked in Melbourne City's favour that Sydney FC still had to play a team that had everything to fight for.
Yeah, it's always that
in terms of a finals berth.
The back end of the season, you see those teams who are really scrapping, who are really going for it. Like, it makes a difference. And when do the finals start for the
A-League? Admittedly, we don't talk about the A-League women enough.
In 10 days, the elimination finals. So Western United play Newcastle and Victory play Central Coast on the Sunday.
Admittedly, we don't probably talk about the A-League women enough on this platform. Admittedly,
this is true. If anyone out there looking for content, give Dubzone a watch. I believe they do women's as well.
Well, Dubzone is
Dubzone is the thing, isn't it?
Dub. Yeah. It's about the dub.
It's about the dub.
Well, Dubzone's about the dub, and guess who rarely gets
that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of
Melbourne
sense.
Melbourne City men team.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, my brain's getting there. It's putting two and two together eventually. There we go. You can see the gears are turning. I'm still in, like, Easter holiday mode. I'm still bloated from food.
You're still on QLD time. You're like...
Yeah, I'm jet lagged, bro.
It's like, oh, I've been over 20 minutes till we need to start recording the podcast. I'm fine.
I'm absolutely jet lagged. Hey, I was on time. I was bang on time. I was the first guy in today. Absolutely killing it. Thank you kindly. Yeah, in terms of the other results... Because you're right, we don't talk about the Women's League enough, but I am not in a position of expertise to talk about it. So, yeah, watch the Dub Zone. It's good content for us here. You mentioned Adelaide beat Western United 4-1, so their second win in a row, looking pretty good. City, Newcastle, nil all draw. Sydney beat Central Coast 2-0. Wellington, despite being a man down, beat the Roar 1-0 as they march on to the Premiership title, which would be their first if they can pull it off. Victory beat Perth 2-1, and Western Sydney beat Macarthur 3-1 as well.
But Central Coast, winning it would be just as worthy. I think as long as, in my opinion, Wellington, there's four games to go, I think, and they've got an 8-game, is it 26 game season or a 27 game season?
27.
I think it's 27. So they've got 8 points over third with four games to go. That's 2 points a game. That's just about solid. That's just about done. So they've got top two.
Yeah.
And then probably neck and neck. They play each other this weekend, I think, at the Mariners home ground.
Yeah. True.
I'd say if it's a draw then Central Coast has the easier draw from my understanding. But I think winner of that game takes the plate, in my opinion.
Oh mate.
If Wellington Phoenix went away from home, they've got a 6-point gap with three games to go. It's 2 points a game. It's too much.
Yeah.
They'll only need essentially one more point to secure the title.
Goal differential is pretty close. Like Central Coast has it by two at the moment, but it's pretty close. So that's...
No, it's not goal difference. It's wins.
Oh, of course, it's wins.
We're on the same number.
Fuck me. Though. Oh my god. I forgot about that. Absolute. It's so weird. It's so weird.
It's really weird.
Like, it's unnecessary. Oh, Jesus. You know who I think's going to make it into the finals at the expense of Western Sydney? Western United, now that they're playing home games. You just watch. Now that they're in Carnie, they're going to win out. I don't think they can get there anyway. Wait, no. Five games left. Or four
five
games.
Five times three, 15.
Yeah. So they're... If Western Sydney lose all of their remaining games and United win all of their remaining games and make up...
And also...
Seven,
and
Sydney doesn't win more than one game.
They can do it. It's possible, is all I'm saying. Okay, so watch this space.
Watch well, it'll be impossible, Deshaun, because I think if Western Sydney have to lose all their games, that means Melbourne City wins one, and that would put Melbourne City up. Okay.
Sure. Can't believe you just ruined my vibe like that, bro. I can believe.
It'll be a draw.
You dog.
Are you just trying to get Eddie's viewership?
Eddie's too busy to listen to our podcast, bro. He's out there. He's like doing everything for the Footscray Rangers. Shout out to the Footscray Rangers.
Got a lot of opinions. Local football club.
Head down there and watch the fellas play. It's good quality stuff. All the gals or the kiddies. They've got the full shebang up here at Footscray.
Eddie came to have a drink the other week.
Did he?
Friday night. And he was wearing his succulent Chinese shirt.
Ah, was he actually?
Succulent Chinese meal shirt.
Bloody
Democracy
hell.
Benefit. It's a great shirt.
I mean, that's one of the greatest videos of all time, bar none.
Indeed, it is.
Right up there. I did want to mention Bruno Fortaroli scored 2 goals in Victory's win over Perth, which takes him to top of the Golden Boot ahead of Adam Taggart, who did not score in that game. So I'll just run you through it, fellas. You've got Fortaroli on top with 15, then Taggart with 15. Sorry, Fortaroli 17, Taggart 15, and Stammer has 14. And those are the three guys kind of in the running. Are we kind of putting our eggs in the Fortaroli basket here? Do we got faith in the veteran to take it out?
Yeah, I mean, it's still up for grabs. I still think Taggart or Stammer can win it. Probably out of reach for Torres now on 12 goals. But yeah, obviously I think the most likely scenario is that Bruno continues and wins it. But yeah, it's only 2-goal difference and 3-goal difference for Stammer. So yeah, I think the race is still on, which will make for an interesting last few rounds.
That it will. That it will indeed. There are a few fun little storylines coming. It is not the most exciting finals race I think you'll ever see. It's very easy, especially if you believe in Nick's philosophy, it's very easy to just see the top 6 who are there at the moment kind of making it happen.
That lines through.
Come on now. Adelaide have won 2 games in a row. They could pull it out of the bag.
Who?
Adelaide. Irinkunda Town, brother. If Nestori keeps banging in hat-tricks, anything can happen.
Right, you don't even need to do the lines for it. You can just do a squiggle underneath 6. Squiggle it out.
All right.
Create a rectangle in paint and then hit the fill button.
Hit the fill button, you reckon?
Hit the fill button.
Fair enough. I'll give you that. Any of you boys going to try and make it to a game over at Tarneit now that West United have actually got home?
Nope.
All right.
I know.
Probably not this year.
That was a firm no, Nick. I mean, you live in the West. You should be a Western United fan.
Are you going to go then?
No. I work every weekend. What do you mean? I'm a bartender. Oh. I don't go to games.
Well, mate. Catch a train by every week. Is that not good enough for you?
Nah.
Right.
Is there
a train that goes there?
It's like 1 kilometer from the train station.
I could go, but if I'm like, you know, tending the bar while the games are on, it doesn't really work for me, does it? Whereas you, who have weekends off, you have the freedom to go to a Western United game. That's all I'm saying.
That's a fair point.
The look on Nick's face right now is just complete disassociation. Sure. He's like, Tarneit, where even is Tarneit? I don't even know if it exists. He's done. Down. He's got no clue. He's got no clue whatsoever. All right, let's move it on forward, fellas. Rumour has it. Newcastle Jets. The APL has been out here very, very positively speaking about the Newcastle Jets finding an owner, but it hasn't happened yet. And as of what? A couple days ago? No, a couple weeks ago, I should say. This news is kind of just recycled recently. The Jets were given an ultimatum by the APL to find a new owner with, you know, consequences at hand if that were not to come to pass. So I'll ask you, Nick, what would be, like, how much of a loss would it be if, let's say, the worst comes to worst and we lose the Jets from the A-League?
I just want to say, if the way you put it, that, like, the A-League's been, you know, talking, trying to get them a new owner. Got to say, the APL's the worst wingman then.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Very good shout.
Worst wingman, and then they've ultimately gone, oh no, you're on your own. You can get a partner, you know, you're fine.
It's literally like, because I remember a month ago we were talking about it, like Nick Garcia was very, very confident that Newcastle were about to be bought, and then now all of a sudden, like, they're just shoving them into the fucking piranhas. Like, it's weird.
Oh, how much of a loss Newcastle will be? Oh, I think it would be a massive loss. You know, not just for like the fans of Newcastle Football Club, but also like the credibility of the league.
Yeah,
losing a team, no one's gonna want to invest to, you know, into a league where franchises are failed. It's just simple as that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not a safe environment. You know, I also was a bit frustrated to see, like, I think there's only three or four clubs propping them up.
And yeah.
Like, I think it's like Sydney FC, Wellington.
As in, like, giving them money to maintain their...
Yeah, like, not even, like, Melbourne City or Melbourne Victory. Like,
I'm pretty sure... I saw City and Western United as well in that list.
I think Western United... No, not City. Definitely not City.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, so a bit disappointed to not see as many clubs, like, trying to prop them up.
Yeah, and so, like, Melbourne City, in theory, you know, they've got the money with the Saudi backing, so that would be, that would go a long way to supporting Newcastle as they try and find a proper bit of ownership, right?
But there's got to be a limit to propping up clubs.
It should only be temporary. They can't do that forever, obviously.
Mm. How long has it been now without an owner for them?
Is it a couple of years? I don't know.
Fuck.
Give me a minute. I'm going to have a quick look.
Yeah, no, that's a long time. And that does sound right as well. That's pretty insane.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a couple of years now. It's just been going on and on.
And obviously, it's easy to kind of forget about it when Perth are in the same dramas, but now they're the last ones left, so it's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just Perth too, it's Canberra United's at risk too, in the A-League women.
Oh, really?
A bit different. No, well, they're owned by the Federation, like Capital by ACT or Capital Football. I'm not, like, so the Football Federation put an ACT, like Football Victoria, essentially.
Yeah, okay.
So the issue is, though, like, when they're going to be, when they're going to join the A-League men, they need to be under private ownership.
Yeah, and of course.
That's why there's so many delays, is because they're not...
Right.
Because, well, one, they're trying to... trying to facilitate someone to take that license, but it's causing a lot of stress and anxiety on what will happen to the women's program. Because
I
mean, in an ideal world, like to the layman, you're like, oh, Canberra United, they'll just be the team in Canberra and they'll have a men's team, no big deal. But they're going to have private owners and no big deal the women's, but the realities of what that might look like is causing a fair bit of anxiety, especially when
no one's
coming to the party yet and there's no security for the Federation to keep to do with their funding.
Okay. Yeah, that does throw a bit of a spanner into the work, doesn't it?
I think all their players are coming out of contract, I heard, at the end of the year. So.
Yeah, all right. Dramas in Canberra. Who would have thunk it? Goddamn politicians can't handle their shit. Alas. Yeah, Dad, what about you, Andy? How much of a loss would you think losing Canberra would be? Sorry, losing Newcastle would be to the A-League men's?
Yeah, I think it'd be a massive loss, honestly. Also just really bad timing, especially with the new team Auckland starting next season. Like, it doesn't bode well for, you know, future growth of the league when, you know, you add one team but lose another, especially in a foundation club like Newcastle, you know, like they've got all the history, you know, since the start of the league. So it would be very sad, not just for their fans, but for the whole league. And like you guys have already said, it just makes it less appealing for buyers, for any clubs, and any investment coming into the league, whether that's club ownership or you know, TV broadcasting rights, sponsorship for clubs, all that. I think the whole shebang. Yeah, it's a lot of flow on effects, I think, when you have to get rid of a team, But yeah, I was just reading an article that says they've been trying to get a deal done for 3 years. So it's just feels like
hell,
it's
mate.
never ending. And apparently, the companies that have been negotiating have been frustrated with the APL, and they're not being very transparent with financials and things like that. So that definitely doesn't help the situation, especially when they come out and say, give them an ultimatum, like you need to find an owner, when they're not making it any easier. So yeah, it's just a really shitty situation, unfortunately, for the whole league. But hopefully someone can get a deal done, and we're not having this conversation next year.
100%, fingers crossed.
Are you aware that when they had went into administration in 2015-16, that they just relaunched, they technically, the club got dissolved and just relaunched, that they were technically a new club and just used the same name and colours?
I did not know that. I did not know that at all. That's crazy.
I'm trying to find a source on that. I'm reading it from Wikipedia.
That's crazy.
So they went into voluntary administration in May 2015.
Shit.
Wait,
This is from 2015. A letter from David Gallup. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember David Gallup.
As a loyal supporter of the Newcastle Jets, the past 24 hours must have felt like a roller coaster ride. Wow.
My man, it's David Gallup. That's a blast from the past right there. Holy.
So,
galloping into the conversation. We love that.
Yeah. So they decided to start a new Hyundai A-League club to represent the city in northern New South Wales. And the club will, and the next season, the club will retain the same name, colours, logos as existed in the past.
Yeah, right.
It's just...
That's very confusing. Our league really is one of the most unique things on the goddamn planet.
Really?
Like, the things that come up are just fascinating.
They just restarted. They just revoked the license and restarted it. This is
that's mental.
That's really, that's,
I don't even know what to think about that. That's so wacky. And did you see this other story that came out? The collapse of Global Advance. So basically, like the production company.
Was crazy.
Who's been putting together the broadcast for the A-League, just went bankrupt. Just gone. They're done. They're dissolved. So the APL had to sign a new production deal. I don't know if that's been finalized yet.
Dude, that is like, in the production industry, that would be like code red, cool panic stations.
And apparently there's money, Global, they owe money to the APL for already outlaid costs as well. So...
Apparently a lot of people are saying it's another untangling from the Danny Townsend era, and there's a lot of commentary coming out on Twitter. Like, a lot of this is, there's a lot of things seem doom and gloom now, but there's the argument that maybe we should have the perspective that we're hitting rock bottom, and that there's a lot of mistakes made with a lot of that were covered by PR gusto. Circa 2021, when Keep Up, Danny Townsend era, and all these were boisterously announced, but behind the scenes there's a lot of issues. So now they're cutting the issues and being quite frank.
Okay.
We're kind of hitting rock bottom and look.
And rebuilding from there.
Yeah, rebuilding from there. If we don't cut our losses, like what's happened notably with Keep Up and other items, then.
And the grand final, that whole thing.
They're cutting a lot of losses, so it seems bad, but maybe could be positive.
I'm
just speaking from another perspective.
I just chucked that
link in the chat.
Oh mate, we love a cheeky little link situation. And they did sign a new production deal a few days after, I think on the Thursday, with NEP Australia. So the games will still be broadcast and produced professionally. And maybe they'll even look nicer, who knows. But it is just, it is...
So I think the production staff is like the people who run it, right? It's just like the people who operate the cameras and run it.
I don't know if they also do like the graphics and stuff like that as well.
The graphics remain the same, it appeared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm not sure exactly how that works, but yeah. It'd be something
angles and whatnot. Yes, well, still important to film the games. We do like that.
Well, it's an immense effort to get it with such short notice for all involved.
Yeah.
Indeed.
For a multi nationwide they would have had to get across all these people nationwide.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been an easy task.
There's a lot of work to put in there. And happier kind of, I don't know, not really news, but a happier story, if you will. Do you guys see the Central Coast Mariners April Fool's joke? They did this gorgeous jersey with some palm trees on it. It's just, oh, fantastic. Then on the logo, they just have a little, rather than Central Coast, like, as in, the, like, the writing above the logo, they have April Fool's Mariners. So it's very nice. And I was just going to ask you, boys, have you ever played an April Fool's joke on anyone in your life that you look back on fondly?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it?
17 years ago, as a young
17 years ago, going back a bit.
As a
the
youth.
Bulldogs were playing Geelong that day, round one, 2007. And I said to my dad, "Hey, Dad, I go for Geelong now and Cameron Ling's my favourite player."
Oh, my God.
Kicking out on the street.
Yeah, he left me. We were staying in Anglesey that weekend and he left me behind.
I'm not surprised.
And just as the car's going off, April Fool.
That's good. I've just seen that jersey. That's a nice kit. Oh, why can't they do that?
Oh, can you send the link?
It's good, right?
Chuck us a link.
Here, I'll put it in the chat. I've
you can just Google Central Coast Mariners April Fools.
That's what I did.
Oh, I searched CCM April Fools, but
they also did they did one last year that came up that said they were having a match against Wrexham.
Oh yeah, right. Okay,
you might remember that. But, yeah,
I rate that. So the Central Coast just love it. They kill every. They got the best academy in the league. They're the reigning premiers. They play the best football, and they got the best Twitter account.
Yeah, they're kicking far goals out all over the park, mate, on and off field.
Yeah, rate that. Shout out to Central Coast. Beautiful stuff. I'm just gonna. There are a few news headlines that I could run you boys through if you're of a mind. Are we feeling that?
Yeah, why not?
Run them.
Oh, Nick's running. Nick's got 99 pace right now. Look at that, my man's. Oh, getting it. Run that. Okay. First things first. Cooper Stadium to host the 250th A-League men's game there in its history. That happened. This past weekend, so shout out to Cooper Stadium. We love that.
250 is irrelevant. 251st game is where it's at. You got to back it up.
Well, I'm going to assume that they're going to host another game at some point this season over in Adelaide. Yeah, you would hope. Is 251 really that's the landmark? That's the milestone for
you. You know, if they can't beat MacArthur in the 251st game, I reckon pack up that stadium.
It's the best stadium in the country, mate. What are you talking about?
It's nice.
I don't know. Have you been to Marvel?
Nah, man, I don't believe in giving Disney any more money than they have already. Disney are a goddamn monopoly, mate. They don't need any more money. Come on now.
Oh, mate, speaking of monopolies, the bar industry, you're one of the good ones, by the way.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, no.
But the name brand bar taps, you watch out.
What, you say bar taps or bar, like just bars themselves?
The beers, you know, the beers that are in the bars.
Oh, like your Carlton Drafts and your Victoria Bitters.
You've got Asahi versus Kieran. I'm on this shit.
Asahi own everything. You know, most of the bars in Melbourne are owned by Woolworths. So that's a fun little
right, most of the bar
for you. Woolworths owns a lot of bars.
That's bullshit because that's bullshit because then I'd already be on my way to like a nice gift card or something if I could scan my Woolies reward card at the bar.
Right? Yeah, why can't... Honestly, that's a good point.
Should have fun. Near and far rewards. Get that happening, mate.
We should bring in a rewards card. Yeah.
Honestly, but yeah, it's probably an RSA issue, but like you get like a free game of pool or something.
Yeah, something like that. We can just keep a tally.
Yeah.
Every pint of disgusting... I don't know, stout that you buy, you get a free game of pool.
Only stout.
That'd be nice. only stout, because no one else buys the stout.
You've got to sell it somehow.
Moving forward.
Except for Bill.
Yeah, except for Billy Byrne. Shout out to Bilbo. We love that guy. He's a good guy. Oh my God, my mic has just fallen off my desk.
His camera's gone too.
No. Oh, no. Wait, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but we can't see you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Definitely going to Spain.
Still TBC.
I'm back, boys. I'm back, boys.
He's back.
Oh, God damn it. Sydney FC stunned top European clubs at prestigious under-19 tournament. So shout out to the Sydney siders there. Shout out to their academy, giving Central Coast a run for their money. Northcote City have added former Greek international Kostas Mitroglou to their squad as an international marquee. And Riley McGree injured for the rest of the season. Any of those that you always want to talk about and mention in greater detail, I suppose?
None of those.
None of those?
Good enough for Nick. Get us the juicy
ones. Not even Northcote City adding Kostas Mitroglou?
I wonder what he thinks of the Super Vans at our local grounds. Euros.
He's actually been signed to work at the Euros Vans. He's not going to play. He's just cooking meat, bro.
What do you reckon they have at the GV Suns? I reckon you just have Damo up there.
Fish and chips.
You know, with his tinned tomatoes.
Yeah. Do you reckon he cooks the tomatoes or just fresh tomato? Just raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Damo having many fish and chips over the ditch.
Over the dutch. Yeah, lots of good people over there, apparently, according to our group chat. Okay, so none of those we're liking. How about this then, Nicholas? Can I impress you with Matty Ryan expected to depart RZ Alkmaar at the end of the season?
Oh, yeah, I suppose that tickles my interest.
Your curiosity's peaked? It's tickled your pickle a little bit?
My curiosity's more like, you know, Mellow Hill.
Okay, he's just middling. What Andy? What if Melbourne City signed Matty Ryan? Would you get up and about for that?
Yeah, definitely. I was just thinking, does that open the door for a potential A League move for Matty Ryan?
Yeah, who knows? Exactly.
Well, I don't think goalkeeping is Melbourne City's issue, but eventually they will have to replace Matty.
Jamie Young.
What's his face?
Jamie Young. Yeah.
Jamie Young.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the Australian, the Socceroos captain in the A-League would be pretty cool. Yeah,
definitely. I'd love to see it happen wherever he goes, if it was the A-League. But, yeah, I do feel for him a little bit. Like, in the last few years, it seems like every year he's, you know, moved to a new club and had his fair share of issues with the clubs he's been at. So,
yeah,
hopefully he can just find somewhere that, you know, he's a good fit for and he's enjoying
it. He's in a proper home, yeah. He's been on a bit of a shitty run, hasn't he?
Journey.
He's playing well at Alkmaar. He's second in the league in clean sheets, so he's playing good football, but just, no cheese, out of contract. Last but not least, I do have one more news headline before we go into Split the Wall and get a little bit crafty with it. Morgan Schneiderlin seeks A-League return, allegedly to Western United. Now, does this excite either of you at all?
Yeah, somewhat. I thought he was a very good player when he was playing for the Wanderers, and doesn't seem like that long ago. So I'm surprised surprised he's seeking a move back this quickly. But, yeah, I really liked what I saw when he was playing. I think he was only here for half a season or something. But
Yeah, he was a six-monther. Yeah.
So
Morgan Schneiderlin at risk of sounding like ignorant tourists and getting Western Melbourne and Western Sydney mixed up.
Do you reckon that's what's happened? He thought he's rejoining Western Sydney and he's gone to fucking Melbourne instead.
Also, Morgan Schneiderlin at risk of being red-green colourblind.
Well, yeah, hey. Physical impairment is not to be made fun of on this podcast, Nicholas. We're an inclusive, well-rounded podcast. And on that note, if you guys are out there listening, check out the rest of our content, onlinehubmedia.com, at onlinehubmedia on the Instagram, and also fourman.wall. Goes down really, really nicely. We're on the Spotify's, the Apples, and the other ones.
All the good really
ones. Some much. More of our episodes in weeks to come. I'll give more hot takes on colorblindness.
Sure. That's going to be your new thing. Going to
roast
Nick?
Anyone that's colorblind.
Oh look! Regardless, it's been a fun little cheeky week in the A leagues, and typically there's a climax. There's a high point, and we like to call that the peak moment of the week.
Hey.
If I'm not mistaken, you, Nicholas, should indeed have one for me. Yes.
Peak.
of the week.
Oh, mate, I love to party. I love a good celebration, mate. You know, some of the greatest celebrations of all time include, what's his face from Westfield? Frank Lowy falling off the mantle. We've got Bruno Fornaroli telling them to fuck off. We've got Jason Derulo kicking off the grand final in the duel.
Oh, in the duel kit.
We've got the F3 Derby trophy, men and women. No one likes cancelling a party. And it was in the A-League women this weekend that they had to wheel away the confetti. Wheel away the confetti guns.
Oh.
After the fourth goal. The party was cancelled. So it's a peak A-League moment for getting the confetti ready. Pop that, Sydney FC. How does that thing go again?
Fuck off, Sydney FC.
Oh.
Iconic.
You got to finish the chant. You can't just make a noise.
Hey. Fuck off, Sydney FC.
There you go. There we go. That's what you want to see. Nicely done, fellas. Good work. That was lovely, Nick. That was short, concise, to the point, clean, and very peak. Very, very nice. All right. it's been a good comeback to form for us on the Four Man Wall, but our favorite segment, or at least my favorite segment, because I get to see my co-hosts battle it out in a strongly worded debate. It's called Split the Wall. Nick's getting really violent. Riled up for this.
It's not about violence.
Far out, mate. Mate, you haven't been to the gym since I've known you. Why are you doing bicep curls? What are you doing?
Fucking gonna tear you to shreds.
I'm
shredded chicken at the deli.
Two of my beautiful co-hosts, in this case, Andy and Nicholas, debate one question.
There's only one beautiful person here, and that's Andy.
Stop it.
Aww. That's quite sweet. But also, where's your self-esteem, Nick? You're beautiful too.
We're all beautiful.
I'm not right? beautiful.
On the inside and outside.
I'm not beautiful.
Love yourself.
I'm cute.
Oh, okay. So Andy's beautiful, you're cute, and I'm obviously ruggedly handsome, as we all know. Right. Yes?
No brainer.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to debate a question that I ask for a minute each, so 60 seconds each. Typically, it's a yes or no question, but we're doing it a little bit differently today as we are running in towards the finals. Last time we were on the show, we debated
menu item.
We debated the wooden spoon. Today, we want to debate who's going to win the Johnny Warren. All right? Does that sound reasonable?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, I've got nods all around. This is fantastic. I don't remember who won last time.
It wasn't me, but I can't remember if I played against Nick or Damo. I remember I lost the last one, but couldn't tell you who it was against.
True. I think it was Damo, because Damo's got 4 wins and you boys both have 2 wins. So this is a pretty big one. This is the big one to see who can actually like sneak up on Damo while he's away and try and catch up a little bit.
Damo.
That's it. Who wants to go first? Does anyone like really want to go first?
I
need to find out what the Johnny Warren medal is. Give me 2 minutes.
It's essentially the Brett. Fuck you. It's essentially the Brownlow of the A-League. Just for that, yeah, Andy, you can go first, all right?
Do I just win on default without him knowing what it is?
I think you should. You host an A-League's podcast. How do you not know what the Johnny Warren medal is? We talk about it every year. Like,
you have predictions at the start of the year,
each year. Man, puta! Okay, Andy, I want to go to you first. Do you know who you're going to answer with?
I do.
Awesome. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Johnny Warren medal. Just while Nick researches what it is, I'll tell you who's going to win it. And it's going to be Alex Paulson from the Wellington Phoenix.
Whoa!
That's my hot take. I know it's not very common for a goalkeeper to win it, but I just think he's had an absolute standout season. And I don't think Wellington would be where they are at the top of the table without him. They've got the least amount of goals scored against them this season. They've only conceded 13 goals, I think, all season, which is
that's so great,
great effort. And a lot of those wins are off his gloves. So he's just been such an important role player for them, and he's still so young. And I think now's his time in a season where there's no single standout player that's obviously going to win it. I think he's a red hot chance, and I just think for the impact he's had, he's going to win it.
That's fair. That's time. Yeah. You nailed that. That was literally bang on a minute. So very nice.
Thank you.
Good for my OCD there. It was good.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So Andy's going for Alex Paulsen, the Western Sydney Wanderers goalkeeper. I don't even know if a goalkeeper's ever won it. Sorry, yeah, Wellington Phoenix. My brain's all frazzled.
Yeah.
Should have had my bloody coffee before we had this. That's my bad.
Yeah, I don't know if a goalkeeper's won it before. In the A-League.
I'm going to look it up. Nick, are you ready with your response?
I think Matty Ryan.
Some good names. See, we've got a Shane Smeltz in 2009. We've got two Thomas Broishes. We've got a Marco Rojas. Oh, Ninkovic has got it once.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not seeing any goalkeepers. I'm not... Actually, Ninkovic has it twice. My bad. I'm not seeing any goalkeepers, unfortunately. Not that I know of anyways. Go. But yeah, Nick, are you ready, brother?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Not Jamie McLaren.
Is that it? Is that your answer?
That's his answer.
Well, how can you say Alex Paulsen is a shout when he's not even leading the completed long passes, mate? He's fourth. He's behind Andrew Redmayne, Vukovic and Izzo.
Stand correct.
Mate, he's behind, he's one clean sheet behind Vukovic. And, mate, I don't even see him on the save shots. Oh, he's 9 shots behind Curdo from MacArthur and Scott from Newcastle, mate. And what's this? Alex Paulsen? Is he even on the goals conceded? Where is he? Mate, he's not even in the top 10 for goals conceded. He's pretty shit. Anyway, my vote is for Josh Nisbet because everyone says he's good. I never see him on the pitch, but everyone says he's good. So I'm just going to take their word for it. Josh Nisbet it is for me.
Jeez.
Okay,
that's time, that's time, that's time, that's time. You spent 50 seconds shitting on Andy and Alex Paulsen, and then we're just like, it's got to be Nizzy because other people think he's good.
At least I'm being genuine. I know.
I was genuine. I'm not. I genuinely think he's going to win it.
I mean, genuinely think you're wrong.
No love for Uli Davila in this chat. No.
There's lots of names you could throw up as possibilities. It's definitely a close race, I reckon. There's no real...
Nisbet's leading the goals assist race.
Yeah, it's not all about...
Nizzy is good. Yeah, but you spent 10 seconds. It's not... Oh, I don't know about this, Nicholas. I don't know about this. Dizzy's a good option, but you didn't provide me any backup, any evidence, any proof.
Oh, mate, he's too short. I can't see him on the field anyways.
Another physical impairment you're making fun of.
Yeah, that's shocking, mate. Come on. Where's your open, welcoming attitude? That's awful, Nicholas. Yeah. That's rude. And you know what, for that, and that's a good point, Andy, and I agree with you, and I think Andy gets
the win. Hey, you can't make points after the 60 seconds.
No, I was going to give it to Andy anyway.
Oh, just
your argument was terrible. Oh, he does look very dapper tonight.
Look what shirt I'm wearing. I'm wearing a collared shirt too, but I'm just not showing off my collar. Look.
See? It's a bit chilly, isn't it? It is very, very chilly right now.
See? Collar.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Spud's Roadhouse.
Is that Spud's Roadhouse? Yeah.
The only
shout out to Spud.
Let me do this without revealing too much.
Nah, mate, you should do a little bit of a cheeky torso reveal. Come on now. A little torso reveal.
No, we're a family friendly podcast.
Show off the abs, brother. We are a family friendly podcast, and I would like to thank everyone out there who listened to our family friendly podcast.
I'd like to thank our
today.
Families.
Yes. And our friends. And even the strangers who listen. I'd like to thank all of you. We appreciate it. it's been a long break, but we're back and we're enjoying it. We're going to be back with weekly episodes for the rest of the season and into finals, if all goes according to plan. Have you boys both had fun today?
Sure have, mate. It's been a blast. Good to be back.
Oh, not all of today. I had to work for the first half of today.
Yeah.
Apparently this was
that
our job.
Sucks.
But I've had fun since 7 p.m, yes.
I'm glad you've had fun. That's what I like to hear. Beautiful. We're all about the fun. But, you know, you have to work to make a living. So, you know, it's kind of important, right? So Some people don't have jobs, Nick. You got to think about this. Life's all about perspective.
Oh, no, Nick's going to... Unemployed people?
Life's all about perspex.
All right, fair enough. And with that, we've been the Four Men Wall. Thank you all.
Milkoyberg comes in and
fuck it up.
Almost like Basuma wasn't even missing. Yeah. I thought he was terrific.
Oh, God.
Obviously, no, Pierre Milkoyberg is a good player. But the way he came in and just played his role in Ange's system was nothing short of brilliant. And I think now Ange kind of has a big decision whether he plays Basuma in the next match he's available, or he sticks with Hojbjerg, who's playing really well.